Though we know church isn't a necessity for spirituality, I believe in the fellowship and connections to other people. So we take the kids to church almost every Sunday. Do you, Taylor?
We're not churchgoers, nor indeed belong to any religion. We do have family traditions, though, and celebrate Christmas and Easter like most non-believers. We believe that religion is not essential to having a firm moral foundation, and that important values can be learned without it.
I see what you mean, but I find it really important to have the support of the community church gives me.
I suppose people nowadays are quite tolerant about religion, and it shows also in the way they bring up their children. We also try to emphasize tolerance in other fields of life too.
What do you mean? Surely there are behaviors that you do not tolerate, Taylor.
Of course there are. What I mean is tolerance of diversity. We make it very clear to our children that we should embrace different ethnicities as well as religions.
Well, in our church, we have people from very different ethnic backgrounds, and many of our friends also belong to different races, so the kids meet them often on all kinds of social occasions.
This goes for us too. We have friends from different ethnicities, but what we find difficult is attitudes to same-sex couples. My wife's parents do not tolerate same-sex couples, and they are a great influence on our children's lives. How do you deal with that?
It's not really come up, I suppose.
I find that hard to believe. We have some same-sex couples in our circle of friends, and some of the parents at school are same-sex or single parents as well.
It may be that it's becoming so common we don't even realise it anymore.
Well, I doubt that. You have a very positive outlook on tolerance, Alex, but let's talk about what we want our children to be like.
I want my kids to be kind and honest. I also find it important that their self-esteem is good, so they can cope with difficult situations and disappointments.
We place great emphasis on a strong work ethic. We think people in general are not really willing to do their part at workplaces anymore. But getting back to self-esteem, we often find that too much of it is all for the worse. Too much self-esteem is as bad as being spoiled, I think. Children with too much self-esteem easily become snobbish and even arrogant.
Maybe self-esteem is not a good word. Can't think of a better one, though. Can you?
What about grit or determination? Getting back to spoiled children, taking other people into consideration all the time, and being polite is important, I think.
I totally agree. At home, we insist that the children say please and thank you, and they also have chores to do, although we do give an extra allowance for doing them.
We don't. Like I said, we do our best to boost the work ethic of our children. How much time do you have to spend together with your family?
Well, there's church on Sundays, and we always have dinner together to talk about the day's happenings.
Yes, having dinner together both socializes the children and gives them a sense of security, so it's really important. What about fun time together?
We try to have fun together for at least an hour a day, but it's getting difficult now that they're growing up.
Ours are still so small that we can have fun time together for a couple of hours a day or getting them involved in charity.
How can such small children help in doing charity work?
They help, for example, by cooking meals for the homeless and donating toys they don't play with anymore.